of the Son.
Yes.
Oh Lord, bless us today. Help us to open ourselves before you. For we are an open vessel. We are empty, Lord. We have nothing before you. We need you to come and fill us. You are our content. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Cover this place with your blood. Amen. Okay. Are you excited today?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, last week, I began to talk about the value of the Son. Right? The value of the Son. If we know the value of the Son, it will make us exciting. Coming to church to worship Him, to pray and to call on His name, to mingle with other brothers and sisters, it will make you excited. Because you see the value of the Son. I pray that you will see the value of the Son today more.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Why don't you declare this to somebody? I pray you will see the value of the Son more today. Is that you, brother Alex? Come on.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Give him a hand. Give him a hand. We miss you so much. We miss your dance so much. Today, after sermon, you have to dance.
Oh, Jesus.
All right?
Amen.
With Pakistan brothers, we will dance.
Amen.
There's a Pakistan dance, actually. Right? I love to see Pakistan dance. Today, we're going to dance for Jesus.
Amen.
Pakistan dance, African dance, and Indian dance.
Amen.
But don't dance with your hip, all right? A little too much. Okay, we're going to read our scripture today, John 3:16. Okay, John 3:16. Oh, Lord Jesus. What happened? Huh? What? John 3:16, okay, ready? I'm going to go over the part of the sermon and then, okay, you prepare, right? All right, One Voice Church, begin.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but will have eternal life.
Do you believe this?
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is a wonderful scripture, isn't it? For God so loved the world. God is love. Hallelujah. God is love. God is not a mean God. God is love. I think I explained this last Lord's Day, when I want to explain to you one more time due to this, some new people, huh? God did not create the lake of fire for the people. God, okay, made the lake of fire for the enemy, for Satan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those who are going to be end up in the lake of fire is because they choose to follow the enemy. So it's their choice. But God never intended the lake of fire for man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is love. We have to believe God is love. Amen.
Amen.
Can we shout, God is love?
God is love.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Now, love is giving, right? God loves to give Himself to you. Now here, we said last week, God wants to give His Son, His only Son. But the problem is, we want to receive something else. That's the problem. Okay? I like my brother Navid. Why? Every time I share a message, he goes, wow. He expresses His wow, His awe. Hmm? If God touches your heart, express. Don't just listen. Man. Express your feeling to God. Amen.
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 Amen. So actually, brother, you encourage me to preach more. All right. So God wants to give His Son Jesus. That's the best gift. The big problem is people, creation, they want something else. That's the big problem. Okay, today, I think last week I shared some illustration. Today I'll just share a little a different illustration. When me and Rachel, when we got married, for the first 7 years, we fought a lot. There was many conflict. Okay, for the first 7 years. One of the main reasons why we fought a lot is because our love language was different. My love language was gift. Present. Jessica, that's my love language. Now, so because my love language is gift, wherever I go, I buy souvenir. I buy some little gift for my wife. So I buy a gift and I come home, honey, I'm here. Surprise! Here's a gift. And I give it to her. But then she's upset. She comes with a frowning face. What is this? Honey, how much this cost? How much did you use? We don't have money in the bank. Why are you buying this unnecessary souvenir? Now, when she said that, it hurt me. Because that was my love language. One time she refused. It hurt me, but I said, maybe she has bad mood. Next time when I went there somewhere else, and I went overseas, there I also buy souvenir. Brother Ijaz, where are you? Thank you, brother. Would you please come, okay? Children, give them some candy. So they can. When they're eating, they're quiet. When they're not eating, okay. So second time I bring a gift to her, she got angry again. She got upset again. Third time, fourth time. And I begin to think, she does not love me. So I had a misunderstanding. Now, she also had a big problem. Because her love language is quality time. I was busy studying in the seminary. I was busy serving in the church. I was busy doing this and that. I did not spend quality time with her. As being a Korean, just bring money and food in the refrigerator, that was good enough as a husband. Which is wrong concept, right? But I had that also. So I didn't spend enough time with her, so she thought that I'm not loving her. So we had a big conflict. With that, you don't love me. And I said, you don't love me too. So they didn't communicate. I went this way and she went that way, right? I was talking, you know, I was going Busan and she was going Seoul. Because different love language. Big problem. Now, God wants to give His Son. God wants to give Him His only begotten Son. God wants to give everything who He is, what He has, and that was His only Son, Jesus Christ. But then people didn't understand that. People want something else. No, God, what I need now is money. Give me money, not your son. No, what I need now is my health. I have sickness and I need my health. What I need is blessing. What I need is this problem solving. And God says, no. You don't understand. If you receive my son, Jesus Christ, in Christ, you have everything.
Amen.
Because His name is all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
What she wanted was me. She wanted me, not my gift to her. Huh? She wanted me. Same thing with me. I wanted her. Then we got miscommunicated, huh? Listen, God wants you. God wants you. God wants your life. God wants your time. God wants all about you. God wants all of you. Oh, Lord Jesus. Likewise, God wants us to love Him like that. Desire Him like that. Oh, God, I want all of you. I want everything about you. Oh, Lord Jesus. Jesus, this one person, God's Son, out to make us excited. Right? Make our life excited. Not because God answered my prayer. Not because God blessed me this much. Not because I have succeeded. Not because I have not permitted visa. No. If we know the treasure, the value of God's Son, that if our eyes open, then you will seek Him, and when you seek Him, you will get Him. When you're filled with God's Son, listen, your life will be satisfied. Your life will be content.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you cannot exchange that contentment and satisfaction with anything else in this world. Oh, praise the Lord. Today, I'm here to present to you the value of God's Son, part one. And that is, this God's Son, okay, is all-inclusive Christ, and God, Jesus Christ has done four things, and perhaps not only has done four things, that's who He is. So first one is, I would like to share is, that the Son is the Savior. The Son is the Savior. Who's the Savior? The Son. God's one and only Son, He's our Savior. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I want you to be filled with Jesus today, filled with the Savior, and outcome of that feeling of the Son, filling with the Son, outcome of it, out to be, we're going to go out and we're going to share Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, we're going to preach Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, we're going to witness Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, we should not delay and say, oh, well, after I am equipped with the gospel, after I read Bible one time, or the whole Bible, after I go through some training. No, you already know the gospel more than enough. So today maybe some of you say, oh, I really don't know what the gospel is. Okay, very good, welcome. Today you're going to know the simplicity and the profound gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So within very short, like 10-15 minutes, you're going to know the gospel. I'm going to share with you, okay? All right, here we go. Next. Isaiah 19:20. Let's read it together. Begin. No, no, no. Come on, one voice, brothers and sisters. Begin.
It will be a sign of witness to the Lord, Almighty, and the land of Egypt. When they cry out to the Lord because of their oppressors, He will send them to Syria and Egypt, and He will bless you
there. Oh, hallelujah. It will be a sign of witness to the Lord Almighty in the land of Egypt. Now, we're going back to Israelite in Egypt, right? Now, when they cry, the Israelite cry out because they were oppressed by Pharaoh, King Pharaoh. They were oppressed, they were suffering under the King Pharaoh. Now, Pharaoh in the Old Testament signifies Satan. We know that. Egypt signifies the world. Okay? So they are in the world suffering under the Satan. Alright? Spiritually speaking. Now, we always have to apply spiritually. We are living in the two different realms. Physical realm and spiritual realm. And when we read the Bible, we need to read it, right? In the physical realm, yes, but also spiritual realm. Amen?
Amen?
So here, they cry out to the Lord because of their oppressors. Now, the Pharaoh and the Egyptians, right? They're oppressing them. He will send them a Savior. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at this. He will send. God will send them a Savior, a defender, and He will rescue them. Now, that Savior in the Old Testament is Moses. Now you have to understand this.
Hallelujah! Yes.
I think there's a brother who just a few hours ago told me that people have misunderstanding that in the Old Testament Moses is Moses.
Yeah. Moses is
wrong. Yeah, Moses is Moses, but Moses typified Jesus Christ in the New Testament.
Amen. Amen.
Isaac in the Old Testament typifies Jesus Christ in the New Testament.
Amen.
Solomon typifies Jesus Christ in the New Testament. And Shulamai typifies the church, the bride, in the New Testament. Everything in the Old Testament typifies Jesus Christ or church, his bride. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Listen, Old Testament is the picture, is the symbol, okay? Is the prophecy, is the typology, is the shadow of the reality who will come in the New Testament. And Jesus Christ is a reality. Amen? So here the Savior in the Old Testament for Israelite to come out of Egypt was Moses. So Moses typified Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Listen. So God sent Moses. Hey, you represent me, okay? You represent me and you act on behalf of me. Behalf of me in the Old Testament. Go, Moses. Do you understand that? But it was Jesus, actually. Jesus appeared in Moses. Jesus appeared in Isaac. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus Christ is our Savior, He's our defender, and He will rescue us. And He already, in fact, rescued us on the cross. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He rescued us forever.
Amen.
Now, let's go. Next verse. All right. John 1:29. Read, you know that verse. Begin. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
When I read that scripture, what really touched my heart today was this. Behold the Lamb of God. You know the Lamb of God is Jesus. He's a Savior, right? Another name for Savior is the Lamb of God. He's a Lamb. He's a Lamb. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He's a sacrificial Lamb.
Amen.
He died on behalf of you.
Amen.
He exchanged His life with your life. That's the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God who takes away. I love the words. Takes away. Everybody say, takes away.
Takes away.
Takes away.
Takes away.
Takes away what?
The sin.
Sin of the world.
Sin of the world.
Oh, do you know the seriousness of sin? The seriousness of sin, okay? God hates sin, and God cannot accept sin. God has to destroy it and condemn the sin. Because sin signifies Satan. Satan, he himself is a sin. Do you understand?
Right.
And when he came into us, we became sin and sinner. Mm-hmm. And we start sinning. Sinning. All the sins are resembling of Satan.
Right.
Do you understand that? So here, the Lamb who takes away the sin. Ha! Huh? Takes away the sin. Takes away the sin of the world. Takes away the enemy. Takes away the poison out. Takes away the Satan. The enemy forever. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Once this sin has crushed our life, destroyed our life. Now the Lamb appeared, the Lamb of God appeared, the Son, He's God's Son appeared, and He took away.
Hallelujah.
Now the sin is far from the east to the west.
Oh, yes.
From west to the east. Hallelujah.
Right.
You cannot see sin anymore because
right.
Jesus Christ dealt with the sin on the cross once and forever.
Amen.
The blood of the Lamb has finished the sin. Amen?
Amen.
Past, present, even future. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is our Savior.
Amen.
For this reason, we ought to see the value of God's Son.
Right.
Oh, Jesus Christ is our treasure.
Praise God.
Amen. Jesus Christ is the content.
Amen.
We are the mere empty vessel, and He's the content. Without Jesus, we are just nothing. Huh? Nothing but a vessel. Empty vessel. Jesus Christ is our Savior. Praise the Lord. Next verse. Next verse. Okay. John 14:6. Begin. Jesus said to him, I am the way.
And the reality and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Now, this is what Jesus directly said to them. Right? That's the people. Jesus said to them, I am the way. Now, if you don't have a Jesus, you're lost. Because Jesus is the way. Amen?
Amen.
And Jesus is the reality. If you don't have a Jesus, you are in shadow. You are in shadow. All throughout your life, you're going to live with shadow. Never touching the reality. Because Jesus is the reality. Meaning that your heart, your life will be void and empty. Because there's no reality. Only shadow. Do you like to live with the shadow? Here's my wife here. My wife here, right? Do I like to live with the shadow of her?
No.
Huh? Do you like to live with the shadow? Brother Toki, do you like to live with the shadow of your wife?
No.
Huh? Just a shadow. You know shadow, right?
Yeah.
Just shadow.
No.
You gonna shake hands with the shadow? Hello, shadow? You can say, hello, Billy? Huh? Can you spend time with the shadow? Can you eat together with the shadow? Huh? Do you understand? There's a voidness, there's emptiness, and it's absolutely crazy, absolutely void and absolutely sadness. It's a madness, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, so many people are living in the shadow.
Right.
Never touching the reality. Jesus Christ is the reality. Now, if you have Jesus in your spirit, listen, you are full of reality.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
You don't have to have this whole world. You have Jesus, you have a whole world.
Oh,
because he is the reality. Yeah. And there's something, there's a strength.
Mm-hmm.
Reality gives you strength, you understand?
Amen.
Reality gives you satisfaction. Reality gives you contentment.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. I am content because he is the reality.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Are you getting this?
Amen.
Are you?
Praise God.
So, Jesus is the way. Now, we're not lost because we have Jesus. Jesus is the reality. Now, we are content. And he's the life.
Mm-hmm.
We have no death. The life overcomes the death. Light overcomes the darkness, right?
Wow.
Praise
praise
the Lord.
Praise
Jesus
God.
Christ is the Savior.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. That tells us the value of the Son. Okay, next one. Okay? Acts 4:12. Begin. Begin, church.
Salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given
to men
by which we are saved.
Hallelujah.
What do you think? What do you think? Do you agree with this?
Yes. Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I want to declare here, okay, to
my fellow
brothers and sisters, listen. Scripture says, salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. We can only be saved in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Only Jesus is Savior.
Hallelujah.
There's only one Savior in this entire world.
Mm-hmm.
Only one Savior.
Amen.
Only one Son.
Amen.
Only one Son, one Savior.
Amen.
One Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One way.
Amen.
One way to heaven, and that's Jesus Christ. And he says, I am the way. Without me, you cannot go to the Father. Right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't believe in the pluralism. Now be careful, in the end time. We are living in the end time.
Right.
Brothers and sisters, wake up. Open your eyes. Because the end time is coming.
Yeah.
Right.
Actually, end time is here already.
Yeah, that's true.
In the end time, there's a pluralism.
Right.
The Satan is behind the pluralism.
That's right.
In the majority of the churches now, churches in the denomination in Korea, they have already signed up in the pluralism.
Right.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
What's the word pluralism means? There's one God, but there are many ways. Buddha is God, Jesus is God, Muhammad is God, all these gods here, the Hindu God, all this religion, it's all God. And if there's a mountain, there's only one God, but we have many, many ways to go to God. That's a pluralism. Now this is opposite of John 14:6, right? Opposite of Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Do you believe Jesus is the only God?
Amen.
Do you believe Jesus is the only Savior?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you believe, then brothers, you ought to go and tell the world, Jesus is the only God.
Amen.
He's the only Savior.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he's the only Savior, this brings the value of God's Son. You see, if there are many Savior, then it brings down the value of that product, right? But if there's only one product, only one Jesus, one Savior, now this brings a huge value. Oh, Jesus, the Savior of the world. He's the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. Praise Jesus forever. Love Jesus forever.
Amen.
Call on his name forever.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus!
Amen.
You're my Savior!
Amen.
Acts 16:31 says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be
saved.
And 16:31, he says, right? If everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, his household will be saved. Right? 16:31. Him and his house will be saved. Listen, your family, if you keep calling on the name of the Lord, God guarantee from the scripture, all right? God guarantee from the scripture, your family will be saved.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right? Sister Saskia believed in the name of Jesus, right?
Amen.
Baptized into the name of Jesus, right?
Amen.
And she called on the name of the Lord. Now her mother got saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Next is your daddy. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Next is your sister. relatives. Amen.
Jesus.
Keep calling on the name of the Lord. Because whenever you call on the name of the Lord, He works on behalf of you.
Praise
He
God.
Works in you and through you and around you.
Mm.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's no other name but Jesus. No other name but Jesus. Come on, say it. No other name but Jesus.
No other name but Jesus.
Come on, talk to Jesus now. No other name but Jesus.
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 Ah, Lord Jesus. Some of you, brother, you look so weak. You look so tight. After working all week in the factory, huh? Oh, I feel pity. I feel compassion. But cheer up, cheer up. God can give you strength.
Amen.
Amen. Those who put their hope in the Lord, they will renew their strength like eagles.
Whoa.
You know eagles?
Yeah.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Soar on wings like eagles, right?
Yeah.
Oh, sounds good, isn't it? not like this. No. Eagles don't soar like that, right? Eagles' wings are
huge,
you know? Eagles' wings are bigger, right? Bigger than the eagle's torso. Much bigger. Hallelujah! Amen.
Amen.
Amen! The moment you call on the name of the Lord,
Amen.
You will soar on wings like eagles.
Amen!
Amen!
Amen.
Amen. When the... What's that song? When the... sing this song. Oh, when the ocean... Okay, Brother Tucker, you start.
When the rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are King of
above.
I will be still know you.
One more time, you hear the song.
When the oceans rise and thunders roar,
I will soar with you.
I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are King of underfire. I will be still and know your God.
Hallelujah. We'll sing that song. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus is my Savior.
Amen.
It's out to make you excited. Amen.
Amen.
Are you excited?
Yes.
So, ask somebody. Are you excited?
Yes.
Are you excited?
Yes.
Amen.
Always.
Come here.
Even I'm
sleepy. Come here, sister. Look at her countenance. Are you excited?
Really excited.
No, look at them. I want to scream.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah. Excited for what?
In the name of God.
You're excited for Jesus, right?
Yes.
You're excited for your husband too?
Yeah.
You better say yes here. But you're more excited for Jesus, right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. You're excited for Jesus?
Yes.
But you're excited for your wife too, right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Jesus out to make us more excited.
Amen.
He's our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Next verse now. Next verse. Okay. No. Let's stop here. Okay. Stop. Just blank now. Okay. Now, I'm going to do something fun now here. Okay. Okay. I'm finished with my sermon now, but I would like to now help you to be equipped with the gospel. Okay. And when you leave this room, that you are ready to share the gospel. How about that? Now I'm going to teach you how to present 1 minute gospel. Okay? 1 minute gospel. Very simple, powerful gospel that has the content of the gospel from Genesis to Revelation. Alright? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear or don't want to hear?
Yeah.
Should I just end it here now?
No.
Brother Sidus, good to see you again. We miss you, brother. You ready? Because he's ready, I'm gonna share now. Okay, I don't care about other people. Just kidding. All right, you listen now. Listen. Okay, it's very simple. 1 minute preaching, 1 minute sharing. All right. But then you have, well, listen, I have found very simple and profound gospel presentation. 1 minute gospel presentation. Now, so far I believe this is the best. Now I'm going to share with you, but you have to promise me that you will share at least to one person next week. Okay, raise your hand and say, okay, Brother Paul, I promise with you before God and before church, I'm going to share to one person. Whether he or she is a believer or not, doesn't matter. Share.
Yes, I will.
Since he did not raise his hand, you should. Okay? Now, how about, for those who really love Jesus, and you say, Brother Paul, why do you minimize the potential of me sharing Christ more than once a week? Why do you minimize my strength, my gift? And you say, challenge me to share Christ 3 times a week. You just want to share one time? 3 times a week, 3 times. Yes, meaning three, yes. Person, 3 times per person.
Okay,
now it could be your wife and your husband. No, no, no. Three persons. Wow. God bless you, sister. What about your brother?
Every day when I go, I meet people.
Wow. You want to share every day? Wow. Good. How about this then? Every day you share Christ one time. Every day. How about that?
I will from today.
Raise your hand. From today.
Yeah,
this is off. This is a vow before God and
you
know, right?
I will from today.
From today.
Yes,
amen.
I will do.
Oh, yesterday.
Two days ago,
I went to some place and there was some ajumma, right? And then I present this gospel. 1 minute. It was less than 1 minute. And then she said, huh? She was attending. She was going to Catholic church. And I said, bah, 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 bah. And I said, huh? Okay, let's call on the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. And she said, oh, Lord Jesus. It's very easy. Okay. You just have to remember 1, 2, 3. Everybody say 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Very, very easy. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Number one. Only one God. Now, when you meet a person, you start with asking questions. One question. After one question, everything else is declaration. You don't ask questions. Declaration. It's up to him or her to accept. But you have to declare. Amen? So let them hear clearly of the gospel. Alright? So for example, I meet an unknown person. Hi, how are you? My name is Paul.
Hey. Imran.
All right. Do you go to church?
Yes.
Or same question. Do you believe in Jesus?
Yes.
Very good. Okay. Then I go on with the gospel. Right. Number one. Everybody said number one.
Number one.
There's only one God.
There's only one God.
Number one. Only one God. Amen. Yes. Say. Yeah. You have to repeat to understand and to memorize. Okay. Number one.
Number one.
There's only one God.
There's only one God.
His name is Jesus. Easy, right? Go ahead. Practice now. Practice. Go. Practice with it. Number one.
There is only one. And his name is Jesus.
You practice?
Okay.
Easy, right? Okay. Number one is quite easy. Okay. Number two. Number two.
Number two.
Two becomings.
Two becomings.
Say, two becomings.
Two becomings.
Becoming mean, right? The egg becoming chicken, right? Whatever, right? I'm just using illustration, right? Two different kinds of becoming. Two becomings. Two, right? Okay? Two becomings.
Two becomings.
Okay. Number one, God became man. God became man. Okay? Two becomings. Number one, God became man. His name is Jesus. He lived 33 years. Right? You don't have to say that. But is it? Okay, let me make it more simple. How about simple? He became man. God became man. His name is Jesus. He died on the cross for our sins. He rose again from the dead. And he became another becoming. He became a life-giving spirit. Now, 1 Corinthians. Okay, if you want to use the scripture, let's say he's more ready and he has more time, then you can use the scripture, right? Two becomings. Number one, God became man. John chapter 1 verse 14, the The Word became flesh. You can use that, but John 1:14, okay? So the outline I gave it to you today, the scriptures, you can consider that outline. You can go home and study. You don't have to study here, okay? Go home and study. This will give you more detailed scriptures and prepare yourself more. Okay. First becoming, God became man. John 1:14. The Word became flesh. Second becomings, 1 Corinthians 15:45. 1 Corinthians 15:45. 15:45. What is it?
The last Adam became a life-giving.
The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Life-giving?
Spirit.
Okay, spirit. Jesus became flesh first. Second becoming, he became spirit. Life-giving spirit. Okay? Okay. One. Let's go back. One. Come on, you say it now. I say
one.
Number one?
There is only one God.
His name is?
Jesus.
Very good. Number two?
Two becoming.
Two becomings. First becoming?
Man. Became man.
God became man. Second becoming?
God became life-giving spirit. He became life-giving.
Jesus became?
Life-giving.
He died. He rose again. He became life-giving spirit. Amen? You got it? Very easy, huh? One, two. Just remember. One, two. Okay, number three. Cyrus, are you excited? Number three is tripartite man. Say tripartite man. Say tripartite man.
Tri.
Three, right? Okay. Man has three parts, right? Man has three parts. And you can say, man has three parts and man does not have head, torso, and leg. Some people say, we have three parts, head, torso, legs. No. We have body, soul, and spirit. Everybody say, body, soul, and spirit. Now, God is spirit. Remember, Jesus has become life-giving spirit. Spirit. Now, you have to use your spirit, and then you call on the name of the Lord. Acts 2:21. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be
saved.
So you say, oh Lord Jesus. And then here you just lead prayer. Okay, brother, would you accept Jesus Christ into your heart as a Lord and Savior? Would you do the prayer together? Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I receive you into my heart.
I receive you into my heart.
As my Savior.
As my Savior.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
I give my life to you.
I give my life to you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Simple. And the Spirit will work in him. Hallelujah. With this, many, many young people in China have gave their life to the Lord. 1 minute. Short gospel presentation. Okay? How about that now? Okay, we're going to share now. Okay, Brother Toki. I will show it to you. And then we're going to exercise, okay? All of you exercise. Before you leave this room, I want you to be in group 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, gospel presentation, all right? We are meeting, okay? Ready? All right. I'll preach, all right?
Okay. I like this.
Okay, I'll do it. Hey, how are you?